In sports, well, what a game last night in the NFL. And I happened to miss most of it. I was getting up to go to the bathroom from my deep sleep. And I always put the TV on so I have a little bit of light to head to the bathroom and back. And what a game. The Packers drove the field many times, went ahead. The Cardinals came back with two touchdowns in a row. The Packers looked like they scored a touchdown to go 10-point up with just a short, I'd say about 2 minutes to go. The Cardinals drove down the field, and I think with about, 25 or 30 seconds, they were on the Packers' four-yard line, and they attempted a pass into the end zone to win the game.
High snap again. End zone and picked off! Intercepted by Rasul Douglas! And the Packers are going to win it. A.J. Green was the target, and he never looked for the ball.
Unbelievable. It reminded me of the game, the Super Bowl between Seattle and, of course, the Patriots, where Seattle had Marshawn Lynch, the beast, in the backfield. They were on the one-yard line. They didn't use him. They tried to pass into the end zone, and the Patriots intercepted it and won a Super Bowl. So it was an exciting game last night. There is just no doubt about it. It was pretty unbelievable. All right, so let's take a look at the schedule for the NFL this weekend. The Bengals would be playing the Jets, the Titans and the Colts, the Rams versus the Texans, Steelers versus the Browns, Eagles versus the Lions, 49ers versus the Bears. The Panthers and the Falcons will tangle, the Dolphins and the Bills, the Patriots and the Chargers, the Jaguars and the Seahawks, and then on, I think, one of the final games of the day, the Washington football team against the Broncos. Buccaneers go up against the Saints, the Cowboys against the Vikings, and then on Monday, it's my Giants up against the Chiefs. That's probably going to be a pretty horrible game for me. But it is what it is. All right, so let's go to Major League Baseball, a day off, and they're back to the World Series today, actually tonight. The series is tied one game apiece, and the next three games will be played in Atlanta. And the next game is tonight, as a matter of fact. So the Astros and the Braves in Atlanta for the next 3 days beginning tonight. In the NBA, the Knicks are continuing to pick up where they left off last year. They were the only local team that saw action last night, and they downed the Bulls 104 to 103. The Bulls were previously undefeated. Both those teams are now 4-1. Coming up today, the Nets take on the Pacers. And then coming up tomorrow, the Celtics take on the Wizards, and the Knicks take on the Pelicans. All right. So now, let's go to the standings. Like I say, in the Eastern Conference, the Knicks, the Hornets, the Wizards, the Bulls, all tied for first place at 4-1. You heard me right. The Knicks are in first place. Now, it's only after five games, but you don't see that much. Meanwhile, the Nets are 2-3, and the Celtics are also 2-3. And I do not believe we had any local action in the National Hockey League last night. Let me just skim down here and check this. No. Coming up today, let's see if the Rangers will be playing the Blue Jackets. And tomorrow, the Islanders and Predators will have a game, and Boston will go up against the Panthers. So that is all the sports activity that I have on the schedule for yesterday and today. But what an end to that game. You know, one thing about going to bed early, I go to bed between 7:30 and 8 o'clock because I get up around, now I get up around quarter after 3 and start working in my home studio. So, you know, at 69 years old, you never sleep right through the night. So I'm lucky I get up, and when these games are on, because I put the TV on, I get lured into it, because especially last night in that football game, there was so much action in the last 2.5 minutes. But what a game. What a game. So the Packers right now, the road to the Super Bowl in the NFC runs through Green Bay, because they're tied with St. Louis, with the Arizona Cardinals for first place. They both have 7-1 records. And the Packers went into that game without their starting running back and a couple of their starting receivers. So it's amazing that they competed, because I'll tell you what, the Arizona Cardinals are just a mighty offensive machine. They are just amazing. And even though they had a mistake which ended the game, Kyler Murray, he is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And so for that game to go the way it went was absolutely amazing. All right, that is a check on sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.